Clear the fog, folks. Best Buy Windows and Siding believes our prices should be like our windows. Transparent.
Zero down, 0% financing, no hidden fees, just crystal clear deals. 10 custom windows, $59.50. Free installation and a lifetime warranty included. No surprises, just straight up value.
Transparent pricing means no tricks. Financing, simple with approved credit.
Call us today, 469-WINDOWS, or visit BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com. Best Buy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Wanted to focus on the Socialist Democrats for a while in this podcast, just to show you, as a mechanism to show you who is kicking the collective asses of the Republicans, not only on the national level, but I also want to show you the individuals, guys like Dade Phelan, want to put in charge of key committees to rule over your life, even though they didn't earn the privilege at the ballot box. You know, Dade Phelan likes to put Democrat chairs in charge of committees so they can ruin your life and stop a lot of conservative legislation from being passed. So I thought it'd be good to examine the Democrats. Let me choose the leader of the Democrat Socialist Party. That would be Joe Biden. Here he is, lying about being the first in his family to go to college. Listen.
I, like an awful lot of people in this audience, was the first in my family to go to college and watch my dad struggle to help me get there. And
yeah, debunked lie. You see, Mr. Biden has told the stories also repeatedly of his grandfather being a college athlete. So which is it, Joe Biden? Are you the first to go to college, or was your grandfather the first to go to college? Here's Joe Biden saying that he was raised in every culture, folks. He's Puerto Rican, he's Greek, he's Irish, he's Catholic, he's Jewish, he's Polish. he's even Persian. I mean, just have a listen to all of this.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek-American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos.
I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian-Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish-American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I, you might say, raised in synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hard-working people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Yes, and no wonder Dade Phelan is in love with Democrats. He's done so much. I mean, he's been everybody, done everything. I mean, you guys also know that the lies about his driving trucks. He got a He drove a truck for a summer. Of course, you got to be certified to do that, but never mind. Here's Beijing Biden bragging about how he broke the law and defied the Supreme Court of the United States to do his buy-off, his payoff with our taxpayer dollars of those with college loans. Listen.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
We continue to defy the Supreme Court of the United States. Dade Phelan loves crooks like this to put in charge in Texas committees, right? The Democrat Party, these are the people that are cleaning the collective clocks of the Republicans on Capitol Hill. Here's Joe Biden asking idiots in the audience, hey, what do you prefer, freedom or democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Hold on, wait a minute. Are you ready? This is his big pitch for 2024, folks. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
And you hear some dumbass in the background. Yes, yes, that was brilliant. I want to choose, yay, Joe Biden, I want to choose freedom over democracy. And some idiot Democrat claps. I'm sorry. Dade Phelan, no wonder he's in awe of these people. Joe Biden lying about his uncle being eaten by cannibals.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
For real. The White House correcting the record today, saying, yes, we recognize that Joe Biden's uncle was shot down over the ocean. So it was highly unlikely that cannibals out there in the ocean were eating his body. So we just know that Joe Biden loved his uncle very much. And he gets very emotional. So he decided, and this is where I pick up the explanation, that he gets so emotional, and thus he must make up crap that never happened. By the way, folks, Joe Biden gets emotional a lot. He makes up a lot of stuff that never happened. He's a serial liar. No wonder Dade Phelan loves his political party to be in charge of certain committees here in the Texas State House. No wonder the Republicans are in awe getting their collective butts kicked by this august presence inside of the White House. Here's Joe Biden with a message to our friends in Israel.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Yeah, don't move on Haifa. Do you folks know where Haifa is? Haifa is a Jewish city, so he was warning the Israelis, don't attack Haifa. Don't attack your own country. I'm warning you. The city he was looking for was trying to, when he got confused, you know, this brilliant tactician that is handing the Republicans their lunch right now, this brilliant tactician meant to say Rafah, which is in the Gaza territory. Folks, you may be with, you know, Speaker Johnson. You may be with a lot of these middle of the road Republicans from Texas, some of these middle of the road Republicans from New York who want to go up to Capitol Hill and cave to these mental midgets. You may be like Dade Phelan, who wants to give these mental midgets power over Republican voters they didn't earn at the ballot box. I think we should oppose these people because, frankly, I don't think they're very smart. And if the good news for all of you is some of these Republicans who want to cave to these idiots, they are being shown the door in the Texas legislature and out of the Texas House in particular. And there are runoffs going on that may allow us to show the door to even more of these people. Let me introduce a challenger to one of these pro-Democrat Republicans who I believe are as about as useful as boobies on a bull. I will introduce you to a conservative next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life? Our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
As you know, we have been told by the biased press we shouldn't be focused on these runoff elections. And because I can't find a list of all the runoff elections happening in the great state of Texas. So that tells me they don't want to focus on it. They don't want any attention to it. And that means I want to bring attention to it. So let me bring in Alan Schoolcraft. He is a former Texas state representative, successful businessman, an Air Force veteran. Alan is running for state representative in House District 44 against Dade Phelan's devotee, John Kempel. Sir, welcome.
Well, good morning, Chris. Great to be with you.
I've got you. I want to just appeal to the military experience you have. As you know, the Iranians have escalated things quite significantly, a direct attack on Israel. Your take as just an American citizen and a member of the Air Force, what do you think about that?
I am so saddened, concerned. I think that Iran and a lot of what's going on in the world right now is a direct result of the weakness that we're portraying as a country. I believe that aggressors around the world will use every opportunity they have to wreak havoc, to harm us, harm our allies, as long as they know that there's virtually no repercussions to them. So it's just a terrible thing going on, and we have to change that in November.
Amen to that. And, that means buttressing the defense that we have in the states against this large lurch left that the federal government, the federal establishment has taken. And that's why I think that there's little tolerance for those who enable Democrats. And I think that describes your opponent. Let me give you an example of what I mean. John Kempel, he aided Dade Phelan in making sure that the diversity, inclusion, equity, the DIE program, that their positions could not be eliminated, that you couldn't fire people who were hired to spread DIE in the state of Texas. And it found expression in this moment from the dais that everybody knows. Listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Kempel, send an amendment. The amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the adoption amendment? The chair has none. The amendment is adopted.
So there you go, Dade feeling an obvious state of impairment from something we don't know. But Mr. Kemple was the one who was aiding him to make sure that Texas taxpayers have to fund DIE. What do you say, sir?
Well, Chris, unfortunately, that's only half of the story. Before this happened, Kemple, as chairman, you know, he's chairman because he's on the Phelan team, but as he's chairman of the Higher Education Committee. Now, there's a video out there that shows him in committee putting on an amendment to this same bill, giving universities and colleges the ability to keep those offices as long as they're, quote, privately funded. So he was messing with this bill, causing problems all the way through its process. So it was a Senate bill in committee. He added an amendment that neutered the anti-DEI bill. On the floor, the House stripped off his amendment, and then he slipped this one on quietly without anyone really knowing what he was doing. Yeah, it's shameful.
Yes, and you know what? If you have to do stuff stealthily in government, you don't trust government that does that. Mr. Kemple also voted against kids, parents, and good teachers by opposing education freedom and parental school choice. Where do you stand on that issue, sir?
When I was in the legislature back in the late 80s and 90s, I was an advocate even back then for both charter schools and school choice. I think it's a great way for us to get competition into the system. I think that will help everybody. I was absolutely stunned when Kemple voted against it. He basically teamed up with the teachers' unions and the public education bureaucracy and thumbed his nose at the voters in this district. No, in the Republican primary, there was a ballot proposition asking our voters how they felt about school choice, and over 80% of the voters want to see school choice, and yet he decided he was going to go with the teachers' unions and the school bureaucracy and vote against, go against the voters.
Right, and even the even the polling is showing that Democrats and independents, a majority of those constituencies even support parental school choice and education freedom. So it is a head scratcher why anybody who would dare to call himself a Republican would take such a position. Alan Schoolcraft is our guest right now, folks, a former Texas state representative, successful businessman and Air Force veteran. He is running in House District 44 to replace John Kemple, who I said that Mr. Schoolcraft, that it is odd that anybody who dares to call himself a Republican would take such a position as Mr. Kemple has, various positions. But it turns out, not me saying it, but his home county's Republican Party saying it, he really hasn't lived up to what it means to be a Republican. There are a certain set of values that need to be lived up to, and he's not doing it. He was formally censured by his home county's Republican Party. GOP base voters don't think that, for example, it's right to have foreign enemies owning land in the state of Texas. Yet Dade Phelan killed that common sense bill from the Senate, and John Kemple sat silently while he did it. Would you sit silently if a bill comes up like that, sir, and is killed by your quote unquote leadership?
Absolutely not. That is unbelievable what the House has killed in the last session. Lots of Senate bills, good conservative bills, went to the House and just died, just sat there. In fact, Texas Scorecard ran a great article, I think it was last June, on 48 conservative bills that died in the House. This was one of them. I personally think a lot of those died because Dade Phelan was basically throwing bones, well, even more than bones, throwing raw meat to the Democrats that he needs so badly to keep his coalition together. I can't think of another reason why these folks would be making such horrendous votes and going against the will of the voters back home.
Yeah, a lot of folks who are currently serving who are conservatives say that of the 8 GOP priorities, only 8, 2 were passed in the last legislative session, along with hundreds of Democrat bills prioritized by Dade Phelan and his lieutenants, like John Kemple. Alan Schoolcraft is our guest, folks. He's a former Texas state rep, successful businessman, and an Air Force veteran. He is running to replace John Kemple in a runoff coming up on May 28th. Paxton's impeachment Would you vote to impeach anybody, Paxton or anybody, based on evidence that wasn't gathered under oath as John Kemple did?
Well, it was a sham. I really did not realize how shameful that whole episode was until I really started looking into it. Yeah, no evidence, no sworn testimony, nothing. It absolutely was a political witch hunt, and I'm proud of the few Republicans who stood up against it, and just so embarrassed by those who voted for the impeachment. As Republicans, we should do better.
Well, absolutely. And you know the no sworn testimony was done on purpose. That's how they secured the impeachment. They needed the co-conspirators to be able to lie without being under oath and be criminally liable so they could secure the impeachment to deliver for Democrats. And Mr. Kemple and Dade Phelan made sure that happened. This last question for you, sir, Mr. Schoolcraft, is all-encompassing, and it shows you that the current leadership, of which Mr. Kemple is arrayed toward the Democrats and not supporting the Republican majority in Texas. Do you support Democrats choosing the GOP speaker or majority Democrat committees in the GOP-controlled House or Democrat chairs of Republican-dominated House committees?
Absolutely do not support that. The voters sent conservatives to the legislature because they want us to be conservative. They don't want us to be supporting, promoting the Democrat agenda. But unfortunately, that's what happens when someone like Dade Phelan depends on Democrats to get himself elected Speaker of the House. And as a result, he has to defer to them and defer to their agenda at the cost of ours. Well, there's just no excuse for it. So, no, I would never, ever support a situation where we have a speaker that depends on getting Democrat votes in order to retain or get that kind of power.
You put it very well. Dade Phelan, because he gets his power from Democrats, must cater to Democrats, and he's willing to sacrifice conservative priorities and Republican priorities to do it. And that isn't Republican. That isn't conservative. Mr. Schoolcraft, if folks want to help you in your effort to send a censured Republican packing in the runoff election on May 28th, where can they go?
They can go to my website. It's Schoolcraft for Texas. Now, it's the number 4. Interestingly, somebody bought up the Schoolcraft FOR Texas.
Huh.
Wonder who that was. So it's Schoolcraft number 4 Texas.
Alan Schoolcraft. .com. So, hey, Alan Schoolcraft, thank you very much. Appreciate the time and the discussion. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this Salcedo Storm podcast. Till we visit again, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number 1 in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.